From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain places a major accusation at the leader of Russia. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy turned dissident who was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin of the criticizing the Russian leader. Robert Owen, a retired judge serving as the inquiry's chairman on Thursday, announced his year-long inquiry and confirmed that the Russian state was responsible for the November 2006 poisoning of Litvinenko, carried out by two Russian agents at the Millennium Hotel in central London, just a few meters from the U.S. Embassy. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more from London.
Litvinenko himself was a Russian spy. He worked for the Federal Security Bureau, which is the agency that took over after the KGB when the Soviet Union was dissolved. And he had a falling out with his agency. There was a great sense of betrayal on either side, but certainly that was made worse when Litvinenko came out and publicly criticized President Putin, including on personal matters. He described him He described President Putin as a pedophile, which, of course, incensed the Russian leader, who the Kremlin then, of course, denied these allegations.
In Moscow, the Russians quickly reacted, denying the charges. The British Prime Minister David Cameron's spokeswoman said he found the findings extremely disturbing and that the government was considering what actions to take. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that international peace talks on Syria's future that were supposed to begin Monday could be delayed by a day or two. Kerry made the comments Thursday on the sidelines of an economic forum in Davos, Switzerland. He arrived in Davos late Wednesday and met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Afterwards, Lavrov said Moscow has no intention to postpone the negotiation. Kerry insisted there would not be a fundamental delay.
There isn't going to be when you say a delay, maybe a day or two for invitations, but there's not going to be a fundamental delay. The process will begin on the 25th, and they will get together, and we'll see where we are.
Kerry made the comments Thursday on the sidelines of the Economic Forum in Davos. There is widespread disagreement over which opposition groups should take part in the talks. Officials say the meetings next week cannot proceed until there is a mutually acceptable list of which factions will take part. Pakistan says a deadly assault on a university in a northwestern city Wednesday was being controlled from a location in Afghanistan through an Afghan cell phone by a fugitive member of the Pakistani Taliban. Army spokesman Asim Bajwa released details of Pakistan's investigation into the attack Thursday. He said Pakistan's military chief, General Rahil Sharif, telephoned the Afghan leadership and the commander of NATO's Afghan mission and asked for the cooperation in locating and targeting those responsible for this heinous act and bring them to justice. Pakistan charges that leaders and commanders of the anti-state Taliban militants have taken refuge on the Afghan side of the border after fleeing army-led counterinsurgency operations. Officials have previously also blamed these fugitives for planning cross-border attacks in Pakistan. However, Afghanistan's Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui Thursday dismissed those allegations that there are terrorist bases in Afghanistan being used against Pakistan. He strongly condemned the university attack and reiterated Kabul's allegations that terrorist sanctuaries are located in Pakistan and are causing instability in the region. The president of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, calls for strengthening the country's national security law, and that could still face resistance in parliament. Even after Islamic State-linked militants last week carried out the first serious terrorist attack in Jakarta since 2009. On Tuesday, Widodo voiced support for amending that country's 2003 anti-terrorism law to prohibit citizens from joining terrorist groups operating in conflict-ridden Iraq and Syria and to ban the return of citizens who went there to fight alongside terrorists. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.